couldn't avoid it.
It wasn't a full-blown corn bomb.
But you couldn't avoid it.
I would have used that term, so, you know, which is probably my way of saying I'm not favorable to this. But it wasn't all the way there, but definitely the corn kind of smacked you right over the head.
Yeah, it's corn forward. I mean, you can tell that it's young, but it's I got sort of the sweet fruit, and I got a little bit of the floral on the nose, got a little bit of creaminess on the nose. On the palate, I got the orange. I got dark burnt toffee. For this one, for me, it's very front palate. There's not much on the sides, not much on the back palate. It's all very, very front palate for me. You know, short to medium finish.
Yeah, it didn't have that whole mouthfeel. Everything was right up front, yeah. Way forward.
Yeah,
that's a sign of a young yeah. whiskey all the way around.
Yeah, it hasn't really developed enough yet, and you know, I think they need to leave it in the barrel for a few more years, and then we'll see what comes out.
20 or so.
You never know. Well, we're going to be rating the Two Soul Spirits Foyer Watershed Distillery release. Three sips.
Interesting.
Hang on a second. I'm going to put us on the Sip Sudden Smoke Jet to go to the next place. Let's see. I'm up next, correct? You're
Brent.
Up next. Oh, I'm sorry, up. Brent.
No, this is so. This our next expression is the Two Soul Spirits. It's a 6-year, 11-month rye from Finger Lakes Distilling, 52.65% ABV, 105.30 proof. For those lawyers out there, this barrel was selected from Finger Lakes Distilling, located in the middle of New York wine country.
I'm taking a lot more than 52% of anything.
The mash bill on this is 80% rye, 20% malted barley. The color on this is the light brown color, like it needs more color to it. It's on the lighter side when you're looking at things here.
So rye and barley, eh?
Yeah, right. The barley very light. The on the nose, you just get a lot of vanilla, get a little bit of oak to it. Nice little the nose is more pleasant than the palate is all I can tell you on this one. But I'll come back and tell you about it a little bit after our break.
Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Back, and we are discussing some whiskeys from Two Soul Spirits
and some other habits of Brent. clean up, everybody, so, do their share.
Yeah, too many things happened during the break, people.
Yeah, exactly.
We just can't get through, you know. So turn some people over the edge.
I mean, this one for me.
Well, let me finish on my side of it.
All right, finish.
Okay. So on the palate.
That's what she said.
For the palate, it's kind of like a mustiness to it.
Yeah, there's an old funk.
There's an old funk mustiness to it.
Yeah.
You get some apples on it. You get some cinnamon and vanilla. But that mustiness is what really comes through for it.
And it's only not even 7 years old, but it's got a funk to it.
Yeah,
it's got that old funk. Like if you find an old 70s Beam decanter and open it up, it's got that funk.
But it doesn't have that same flavor.
Yeah.
You know, it's missing out. It's got the funk, but not the flavor, mm-hmm. which you know, you need both of them to work together.
Yeah.
And this one just doesn't do that.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, you can see right here, Dusty Oak Funk.
Dusty Oak Funk.
That's the one thing that I wrote. So, but you know, on the palate, it's on the palate, it's burnt caramel, a little bit of cinnamon, and then that oak just comes forward again. That dusty old funky oak. So, it's. You know, if I poured this into an old decanter and gave it to you, you might actually believe it. You know,
I think I can help with that in this room.
Here?
Yes, you
at
could.
At the whiskey house? Mm-hmm. They have some old liquor?
A little bit.
I doubt it. So, what'd you think, Mike?
It's very interesting. You know, when I read the mash bill, I was like, oh, okay, so this is going to be, you know, more Canadian. This is going to be a European rye bomb. And I was waiting for that, a very abrasive moment. And actually, the thing I wrote down was, this tastes like aged simple syrup. So, I mean, I just found that the sugars around this were just almost dead on for like a weak simple syrup. It was just, you know, the only thing that it had was just a touch of wood off of it. And so that's why I wrote down aged simple syrup, because it is so on and off your palate so quick.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like zero finish on this thing. So,
and that might be a good thing.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. If you have like your fifth favorite cocktail, this is a really good choice, you know, to make with that. You know, I don't know a whole lot about the, you know, the distiller here, the Finger Lakes Distillery, but the first thing was coming to my mind was, welcome to Toronto, you know, because, you know, this tastes like something, you know, that somebody in Toronto would have made and just, you know, hopped across the border. That, I don't know. I did not like this at all. I just wasn't a fan. It was just way too one-dimensional for me.
What'd you think, Jeff?
So, on this one, this is an incredibly uncomplex whiskey.
Or aged simple syrup.
Yeah, well, if you took a couple drops of apple juice and added it to the simple syrup.
That would be a huge improvement.
That's what it was like to me.
Okay, good. There we go.
Because I tasted some apple of this, but it, you know, it was in and out very quickly, as was said before, and that's a good thing.
Well, we're going to be rating the Two Soul Spirits 6-year, 11-month rye Finger Lakes Distilling Two Sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that brings us on to our next one.
Hang on. We're going to another place, man. So let's fire up the jet. We got to go there.
You know what he's doing? He's mocking me.
Don't we all?
Because the last time next to last time I came down here, I was in Kentucky and was supposed to come down for a thing.
Oh,
and all the flights got canceled. I had to ride.
Is the sound of jets a trigger for you?
I had to ride a Greyhound from Louisville to Nashville. And I needed 6 months of intensive therapy.
Did the person next to you fall asleep and drool on your shoulder?
No, he was on the phone talking to his buddy, telling him how Jasmine was a horrible woman. Stay away from her. She's going to pollute your mind. She's going to pollute your soul. You know, stay away from Jasmine. Jasmine, bad news. And then he gets up and he goes into the bathroom, which is the bravest thing I've ever seen, because I'm pretty sure it's where COVID came from, was a Greyhound bathroom. And he goes in there, and what do I hear? Hey, Jasmine, honey. Yeah,
that's because he had his door, his ear to the door of the bathroom.
Yeah, and there, you know, the obligatory crazy woman in the front of the bus telling everyone the entire ride how everyone on the bus can kiss her. You know, it just it was.
Let's see if I can trigger him again.
And we had.
Can you play this?
He picked me up. He picked me up, and when I walk out front, he is laughing so hard he's leaning on the back of his car because Jebediah came out, the Amish dude.
I'm telling you.
With cardboard box luggage with string on it, and I'm like, and he got into a car. I was very disappointed. I was waiting for a buggy. A hayride or something.
Well, but, you know, that would made for good target practice in Nashville, you know, with the horse drawn vehicle, you know. We actually have several of those, you know, party wagon, you know, that I don't think any of them are horse drawn anymore, but originally there were several that were horse drawn. Now they use tractors, but yeah, so
Wow, you guys are high tech.
Tractors. Yeah, we've moved up in the world.
Internal combustion in Tennessee.
We've moved on from idiots with horses to idiots with tractors. So.
There you go. Well, let's move on to our next whiskey from Tool Souls. It's an 8-year Yahara Bay distillery. It's 146.96 proof.
Whoa.
So,
this is from your neck of the woods, eh? Hey, Jeff?
Yes. It is a local Wisconsin distillery for me, yes.
So you're not allowed to take this is on a 95.5.
So what you're seeing is you're going to be seeing these people at the Golden Corral, so you better watch what you're seeing, eh? Mm-hmm.
No. No. Nope, don't have to watch what I'm saying at all.
So this is a 95 rye, 95% malted barley. This was also finished for 3 months in a hazmat rum barrel. So color on it, you know, light bronze on the nose. Caramel, like a creamy caramel. The nose is actually fairly promising and on the palate. On the palate, it's dry oak, light, little bit of maple on it. This one is 100% from me front palate. There's nothing on the back, and once you swallow it, the finish is there's no finish. It's gone.
It's gone completely. Yeah. It's just total front, very little flavor, and dead. It just goes away. It's just there and gone. It's,
yeah. Again, there's a little bit of a tingle on the front palate, but once it goes down, it's just, yeah, there's no follow-up.
I think it sucks.
Yeah, it's hard to pick up a lot of the tasting notes. Like the cinnamon, a little bit of cinnamon, some apple.
If you roll it around and keep it in your mouth, you can pick it up, but the minute you swallow it, yeah.
And it still won't get, even though you swirl it around in your mouth, it still never gets to the back of the palate. It just won't go there. It refuses to go there.
Yeah, I mean, they've got down on their notes stewed apples and vanilla custard, but again, it goes away so quick that I can't taste it. So
it's a tough one.
What do you think,
Jeff? This is almost like a not good light whiskey to me.
Huh.
And
that's an interesting way of describing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's this of the 8 that we've tried, this is my least favorite by far.
Oh, you didn't try 8 then?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And this one is not as good as number 8. You know, there's not a lot here. It in and out. And, you know, the one thing that I will say is for 147 almost proof, it doesn't.
It's not hot.
It doesn't translate that way at all.
You'd think, you'd think with the heat, it would be like, whoa, you know, going to be hard to breathe or something tasting this, you know, and it's going to be this full of flavor. And
that's the thing with whiskeys. A lot of times people equate proof with heat, and that's not necessarily flavor. The case.
Yeah.
First off, ethanol really didn't have any flavor. And second off, it doesn't necessarily give you that heat. Now, you're getting most of that flavor from, you know, from the oxidative aging and the extraction of the woods and stuff like that. And at a higher proof, sometimes it takes more out so you get that heat. But if it doesn't take that much out of the barrel, then you don't get that burn.
Right.
So this one, I mean, it definitely doesn't drink like 147 proof, you know.
I was not a fan of this. And when I read the mash bill, 95.5, what's the first thing that goes, you know, MGP. In your mind? You're like, this is MGP. And
high rye.
Yeah. And so I have to say that I was, you know, I had a predisposition thinking that was what I was going to be tasting. But, you know, they make this. So, you know, I was like, okay, I'll give it a twirl. But I think you guys done a really good, you know, summary of this so far. It was just so very one-dimensional again, on and off the palate so fast. I mean, you couldn't even board a plane, you know, to probably move on to something else. I thought it was a bit abrasive and young. I probably would not come back to this. I would give this to my fifth favorite cousin.
You're married to your fifth favorite cousin. She was your third wife, remember?
Third wife twice removed?
He went 1, 2, 5, 4, 3. Yeah.
At least she's not Canadian, eh?
Yeah. Well, we're going to be rating the Two Stole Spirits 8-year Yahara Bay Distillery 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
Well, we don't have to get on the plane again, man, because we're going to stay right here.
That leaves us with Mike with our next distillery.
The last product we're going to talk about today is the Two Soul Spirit 8-year Weeded Finger Lakes Distilling. This is at a whopping 73.48 ABV. That's 146.96 proof.
Or 105.66.
Yeah, 105. Proof. Yeah.
Yep.
That was a typo.
Oh, that was your math.
That was a typo. So 105.66.
Okay. So not light whiskey. So the first thing that came to mind when I had this was, wow, I wonder what brand of soap this is. Is it Ivory? Is it Irish Spring? You know, I think Dove is where I landed on this. You know, yeah, this was just, there were so many things that I found wrong with the nose on this. Was just, you know, like, wow, I can't wait to not taste this, you know, anymore. You know, was looking for the dump bucket so fast, going, I really don't want this to stay in this glass any longer than I need to. I really, really, really did not like this at all.
Well, Brent, it's hard to elaborate on that.
Well, do you think I had the brand of soap down?
No, well, it's
or
close.
Or you go with Ivory.
Close. So Dove is definitely closer to Dove
they
than
They swing
Ivory.
By Procter & Gamble to get some fragrance?
Because Ivory's got some well, scent to it, you
let's
know?
Be honest. Dove is one-quarter cleansing cream.
Yeah.
Yes. And you will need
and
to clean,
you will need to
clean your mouth after this.
Yes. There's like some sweet citrus in this, though, on the nose. And well, yeah.
And that's why I disagree with you on the brand of soap. This, if I've ever tasted Dial, this is Dial.
Okay.
It's the nice yellow bar.
Cool. Mommy, don't make me drink this anymore.
It's more like the airplane little soaps they had on the airplane, you know, when you would go into the bathroom before they had like hand soap.
Oh,
know,
yeah. It stays in soap. There you go. Yeah.
It just doesn't have any of the. It just doesn't have any of the characters of a
whiskey.
Of a whiskey.
Of a whiskey. And keep in mind, I said this was better than the Yohara Bay.
Yeah, but even though it was aged in a rum ex-rum barrel, you don't get any of that rum flavor coming off of it where it's underpowered or overpowered by the, you know, by the rum. And I just...
That was mine. The one I did was a rum barrel.
What was the mash bill on this, Bob? I didn't call that out. This is a weeded bourbon, right?
70 white corn, 20 wheat, and 10 malted barley.
Whew, man, I think they chose some really horrible wheat to work with, and yeah, it just does not translate very well.
Dial is a weeded soap.
Dial is a weeded soap.
I think he's right, honestly, if I remember my chemistry. If I can get through that soapiness, I actually smell a little bit of toffee underneath it and a little bit of a nuttiness to it, but I can't get past that soapiness.
Mm.
I mean, it's so pronounced, it makes me wonder if maybe these samples are tainted.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I like to give the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, this one could be a tainted one.
So, Brent, this is a whiskey you can take into the shower. You've always wanted
shower whiskey.
Know, yeah, shower whiskey. So, yeah. There, shower beer is a thing. So, you know, I think you should be the first to, you know, declare this as really good shower whiskey, man.
You think he doesn't take it in there now? You know, when you go to a hotel now, they don't have the bar soap. They have the little pumps with stuff. He has a 175 in his bathroom with that little thing, you know, like that your gerbil would go up and lick so he could get a drink.
Is it whiskey on a rope?
A little spout with a ball in it. Yeah. 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 Dope on a rope. Yeah.
Dope on a rope. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, what's our rating going to be on this last one, Poser?
Well, we're going to be rating the 8-year Weeded Finger Lakes Distilling 2 sips.
Wow.
That is super generous.
Well, very interesting flight, you know.
That's what you're going to say, interesting?
Well,
so it was clean.
Well, the first half was really good.
The thing is I really thought those Canadians were super solid. I would go back to every single one of those.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really great to have another independent bottler, you know, in the States. It's great that True Souls is reaching out to some distilleries that frankly are probably not getting, you know, as much love, you know, as they could. So that's very admirable. I wish that, you know, these were some better products. So I look forward to what they're going to put out next.
Well, Found North was good. I can't complain about them.
No,
absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, I was super impressed when I first tasted it. It was
finally found Canadians that Brent likes.
Oh, wow. Now we have to find scotch.
There's been plenty of scotches that I like.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have today. So I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for the shower experience.
You said you wouldn't talk about that. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for having me. This has been wonderful.
Tell us a little about your blog, buddy.
You can find it at whiskeyfellow.net. Got about 800 whiskeys reviewed on there. It's constantly growing. And feel free to like or follow.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Come back, enjoy another exciting episode of Showering with Brent. This is good old boy Mike asking you to keep on sipping.
And we're out.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 1-10 hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Corongiana,
Corongiana,
Corongiana, Corongiana,
Corongiana,
Corongiana,
Just your reassurance.